Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
No, I'm not going to waste my time on a virtual debate. That's not what debating's all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous. Yeah, we learned it the same way you learned it.
President Trump's comments on Fox Business after learning the second presidential debate in Miami set for next Thursday will be virtual. The Nonpartisan Debate Commission making that announcement today. President Trump says he'll hold a campaign rally instead. Senators Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin sent a letter to CIA Director Gina Haspel expressing frustration with her failure to disclose Russian probe documents they requested more than 2 months ago.
This is really getting beyond the pale in terms of the obstruction stonewalling that the Senator Grassley and I and others investigators had to endure.
The Wisconsin Republican saying he will continue the investigation. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The stimulus talks are back on for now. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says they want a piecemeal approach to help the U.S. economy recover from damage caused by the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump put an end to the talks after no deal was reached, and Democratic Senator from Delaware Chris Coons tells CNN,
"This is just another example of how difficult it is to negotiate with President Trump. It's like trying to nail Jell-O to the wall. He's canceling all negotiations and then within a few short hours saying, no, we urgently need more money to be enacted tomorrow."
Hurricane Delta continues to push towards the northern Gulf Coast. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is expected to grow in size while the likelihood of a life-threatening storm surge and dangerous winds are increasing. Forecasters believe Delta will re-strengthen into a Category 3 hurricane before it makes landfall over the Gulf Coast on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Enthusiasm and engagement in the presidential election next month has risen this year as nearly three-quarters of Americans say they have given more thought to the vote. That's according to a new Gallup survey. The poll conducted from September 14th through the 28th shows 74% of respondents said they've given the elections quite a lot of thought. As far as why voter enthusiasm may be so high, Kristen Tate is with Young Americans for Liberty.
Well, the largest driver of this enthusiasm, I suspect, is just Donald Trump. Lots of Democrats are not turning out to vote for Joe Biden. They're turning out to vote against Donald Trump. Trump supporters love him. His opponents absolutely detest him. But I think there's something else going on here, which is that the two parties have never been more separated in modern political history than they are right now. I mean, I struggle to even think of two or three common core beliefs and values we have anymore. We're practically two tribes just living on a plot of land called America.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Calvary Chapel San Jose pastor Mike McClure reopened his church for indoor services on May 31st, the day of Pentecost on the Christian calendar. Since that opening, Pastor McClure has been fined over $220,000 by the state of California. McClure and his attorneys are arguing those fines are cruel and unusual punishment. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Hope you're having a great day. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And to add to your day, we've got the one and only Megan Barth. Yes, the founder, proprietor of RiganBabe.com with us. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I thought we got a great debate last night. Michael Pence represented the conservative viewpoint, the Trump administration, probably as best I've ever heard it.
Yeah, you know, thank you for starting off with that. I was speaking on a program yesterday and said, well, what we can expect from Mike Pence and what we did see last night is that he has such a calm and cool demeanor. And he's a soft-spoken guy, but he packs a punch. And I was happy to see that he reframed the narrative that the moderator kept posing in what I would consider some pretty loaded questions. And he forced them through that reframing of Kamala to really answer some tough questions that Chris Wallace certainly didn't ask Joe Biden. Like, are you going to pack the Supreme Court? And we see how uncomfortable she was, not only in her answers, but her facial expressions and her body language. She refused to answer a simple yes or no question.
And then she lied about taxes and fracking. I mean, just flat out lied. I mean, it's not even an avoidance. It just, I mean, you've got her in tape. You've got Joe Biden on tape talking about doing away with fracking and the tax implications that he was going to cut all the Trump taxes. Well, then, you know, you get all the seals of the Democratic Party and his followers all hand clapping together and going, do you realize what you're clapping for? I mean, all the benefits that you got under Donald Trump, he just said he's going to take these away from you. Well, when you cancel the taxes, you, in effect, raise the taxes of the very people that you've lied about. And you said, oh, we're only going to tax somebody that makes over $400,000. Well, that's after the dust settles. You know, immediately, all the people, you know, that made less than $400,000 are going to be impacted by the eradication of the Trump tax cuts, right?
That's correct. I mean, anyone that's not economically illiterate would understand that. So not only is his tax plan or her tax plan, because really it is a Harris-Biden administration, her tax plan will raise taxes $4 trillion. And then, of course, you have the Green New Deal, which she immediately signed, which she didn't even read, and they adopted. And she tried to deny that the Green New Deal was part of their plan. And thankfully, the moderator actually said, well, it's on your website. It's on your campaign website. So that was a great that's what a moderator needs to do. A moderator needs to hold the candidates to their positions, especially when their positions are of public record. And so then you have the Green New Deal, which is an additional $2 trillion. Well, where do you think those $2 trillion are going to come from? It's going to come through increased energy costs, which impact all Americans. And those increased energy costs come through additional regulations and mandates placed on companies, energy companies, as well as your energy bills. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's not forget that Barack Obama said that our energy bills are going to skyrocket. Well, they did skyrocket under Barack Obama. And now because we are energy independent, not dependent on China, we have seen a reduction in those costs through the reduction of mandates. And so I was really surprised, and I wasn't really surprised, but again, we have to talk about climate change. Do you realize that climate change is number 37?
I was going to say, it's so inconsequential.
So obviously,
but let's bring it up.
Yeah. Don't think that climate change is an existential threat, like the left keeps pushing down our throats.
Yeah, I mean, what is the evidence? I mean, you know, and they try to quote some of these, you know, they want to go where the scientists. Well, you know, as many scientists, because they've been conditioned and they've been bought by the taxpayers' money that has been filtered to them, it has prejudiced their perspective, because we know people will do that which they get rewarded for. That's just a basic business axiom. And these scientists have sold out. And they've gone along to get these great governmental grants, and so they continue to pour on this this manure and keeping the American people in darkness like we're a bunch of mushrooms. But most people are figuring this out, that, you know, there is there's not clear science regarding climate change. That's why people could care less about it.
Right. And so one of the things that's always bothered me about this climate change argument, specifically from the left, or at least the propaganda, whether or not they don't want to argue about it, is they keep saying, and they have said, the science is settled. The moderator last night said scientists have concluded. Well, that's not science.
No.
The science is never settled. The science is a series of hypotheses as well as theories.
Mm-hmm.
And science is always up for challenge.
Right.
That's how I was taught science.
Exactly.
So you don't have this. You don't have this uniformity in science. You don't have this conclusion. Now, you might have 300 scientists that agree because, like you said, they've received and enriched themselves with government grants. But you're going to find 300 other scientists that don't agree, including the original founder of Greenpeace.
Exactly.
Who says the whole climate change industry is nothing but a redistributive business. It has nothing to do with weather, which I thought Mike Pence gave a fabulous answer to that whole segment, in that basically the science is not settled was his bottom line.
Well, if you remember, if you remember, Barack Obama said it's a fact. That's not a scientific term. You know, in science, as you said, as you started to run down through the process that starts out with a hypothesis and then goes to a theory, and then if it can be reproducible and keep performing at a level, then it becomes a law, like the law of gravity. No matter where you are, the law of gravity is existent, right? Now, you tell me, in terms of climate and anything that you know about climate change and what these people are trying to promote on us, you tell me what is consistent with their theory and the law of gravity that could make it settled science.
There you go. And that's an excellent example. And so, you know, this is just the redistribution of wealth cloaked under the guise of climate. And of course, how is climate change going to be solved, according to the Democrats' plan, by hiking everyone's taxes or eliminating planes, for example? That was part of the original Green New Deal. Cows were bad. So how do taxes somehow eliminate climate change? It is all a ruse. And those, like I said, who are economically literate, you know, I watched the debate on C-SPAN, and I always like on C-SPAN to listen to the callers that call in, because you kind of get a little bit of a pulse of what liberal callers, independent callers, and conservative callers were thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that stood out on the liberal caller side is everyone said, well, I feel. Well, I feel. I feel. And they are conditioned to vote and think with their feelings, not with their brain, not with deductive reasoning. And that's the huge difference. And that's why fear is such an important tool of the Democrats, because it creates feelings of fear.
It's all in that emotional realm, no doubt. And it was brought to point by Vice President Pence, who came in with the facts and put it up against their fears and emotion. So what are you going to follow? Are you going to follow your emotions, or are you going to follow the facts? Because the reality will come down hard once if Joe Biden and Harris are elected, it's going to come down on you very hard, no doubt about it.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth, co-chair of Red Wave America PAC. She's also the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. That was quite interesting last night. It's almost like all the moderators come together in such a way. Chris Wallace asked this stupid question as well. Would the president accept the election results. And I love what Vice President Mike Pence had to say about that, Megan Barth, right?
Oh, absolutely. He said, you guys, for the last 3.5 years, haven't accepted the results of the election and put the country through basically a living hell. You even tried to impeach the president over a phone call. It is the Democrats who have refused to accept the results of the election, and Hillary Clinton, like Mike Pence said, told Joe Biden, under no circumstances do you accept the results of the election. And then Mike Pence, thankfully, because the moderator didn't even ask, and none of the press are even asking, what the DNI declassified under John Ratcliffe this week.
Yes.
Because it shows that John Brennan briefed Obama on the fact that they were going to use Russian and British foreign intelligence in a fake dossier in order to frame the president and his incoming administration as Russian agents in order to cover up the Hillary Clinton email scandal. It was Hillary Clinton who designed the whole basically coup, and John Brennan carried it out because of his access to information, being the head of the CIA. So we have the CIA and the FBI, the Hillary Clinton campaign, and the Obama administration working in coordination in order to overthrow the will of the people and an incoming administration. And that's what we've been witness to for the last 4 years. And I'm waiting, as well as the rest of your listeners, for some indictments.
Exactly.
Here is Bill Barr. Arrest somebody already. We don't need any more investigations. We have handwritten notes. We have confirmation. We have everything we need in order to assemble a grand jury and start sizing orange jumpsuits for everyone involved, including Joe Biden. President Trump yesterday tweeted out, why is Joe Biden even allowed to run for president when he was involved?
Exactly.
In this coup?
No doubt. I mean, and he brought up in the debate, it was he, and it's well recorded, and of course now we see it, that Biden was the one that suggested the Logan Act to go after Mike Flynn.
Exactly. Exactly.
So there's no plausible deniability here. There's no room for that.
No, there's not. And there's really no room for more hearings and more investigations. We've been waiting for 4 years for justice. And I understand that justice moves slow, but it doesn't move backwards. And it's at least applied accordingly. We haven't seen any justice applied. I have absolutely no faith in Durham. And I'm losing faith in Bill Barr as each day goes by, and we don't have any
And forget about Chris Wray. Chris Wray's not helping the cause either. We said long ago, you and I, that he's a company guy, and he's going to support the organization and the company. They're really not interested in getting down and rooting out the corruption within the FBI, and for that matter, other the three-letter agencies that are out there. I mean, this needs a serious cleanup, and the light of day on all their corruption needs to be brought out front and center. I mean, the stuff that Lois Lerner and the IRS did to conservative groups, and what happens with her? I mean, she's living happily ever after on the people's money. We pay her retirement something like $250,000 a year. What a sweet deal, right? For all that she did.
Well, right, exactly. And what we have been shown now that the FBI and the three-letter agencies, like you say, including the NSA and the CIA, have been weaponized against American people, especially American people that are a threat to their power. When Christopher Wray was, you know, his name was being tossed around the nomination, water cooler, I basically said, bring in Rudy Giuliani. You
yes.
want to talk about a guy that has experience in busting up mobs, because that's exactly how these people are acting. And actually, I think they're acting worse than the mob, because they're using their power in such a way against innocent Americans, not to enrich themselves, to enrich their power,
right.
to maintain and control absolute unilateral power. And that is not the job of these agencies. Yet they conspired, they colluded, and they framed many people in and around the Trump administration, including the president himself.
Well, specifically, they're targeting conservatives. Just as you said, anybody that happens to be in the inner circle of Donald Trump, anybody that's a Republican, I mean, this is what people, and I know in a general sense we talk about Americans, this is what they've perpetrated on Americans, but just like Lois Lerner and the IRS, what they did, they have specifically targeted and done everything they can to attack people who have faith, people who believe in the Second Amendment rights, believe in the Constitution, the spirit of invalidation brought to you by the Democratic leadership and the party and everything else that they've weaponized. And who did it? I mean, who really perfected the weaponization of the three-letter agencies? You've got to put it up in the Oval Office. I spoke with Matt Whitaker. We talked about this a couple of months back, and I said, Matt, tell me this doesn't go to the White House. He says, I can't tell you that.
Oh, absolutely. We know now, like I had said in the article that's on ReaganBabe.com and many articles that have come forth since, that the Obama administration, Susan Rice, Joe Biden, and all those within the DNI that were...
Yeah, Clapper and Brennan, the whole cabal.
Correct.
Yes.
They all knew it. It all goes back to the White House. And if Obama didn't know it, then that's another problem, isn't it?
If he
didn't know what his three-letter agencies were doing, that's dereliction of duty.
Well, you tell me his own personality as a micromanager. Anybody that knew anything about Barack Obama knew that he had to know about everything. This guy was the classic micromanager. You're going to tell me that there's an exception, that he didn't know about one thing that was happening? In fact, what did he tell Susan Rice? And he told the gang there that met in January over this whole deal. You know, he put out some general statement. Well, make sure we do it by the book. Well, and then she goes and writes this CYA memo as if that, how is that going to, you know, cover their rear ends when all it does is bring to the light of day that this was a target?
Well, Ron Johnson had an excellent interview on Maria Bartiromo, and I recommend that everyone go watch it. I'll post it on ReaganBabe.com, of the difference of type of intelligence he received from the GSA and the FBI. The GSA sent him a report that was unredacted or slightly redacted, so we could actually get to the evidence needed to show that Barack Obama and James Clapper and John Brennan and all of those were involved in a coup. Mm-hmm. The FBI sent basically the same document, but it was all redacted. It was just all black. You didn't see anything. And so that's what Donald Trump has said in the past, and it was just confirmed with Ron Johnson visually by comparing those two reports, is that there has been over-redaction on these. And why would the FBI over-redact something that is sent to somebody on a committee?
Yeah.
You know, our congressmen have the ability to look at most, if not all, of that report, and the FBI covered it up. And who runs the FBI? Christopher Wray.
Exactly. Real quick, we got about a minute and a half left. Ilhan Omar, this cash for ballots voter fraud that was exposed by James O'Keefe and the Veritas Group, outstanding piece of journalism in uncovering. And, you know, these are the forces that we're coming against. All the misinformation from the mainstream media that they're all in on, and this, these ballots that are being sent out en masse that are found in ditches that, even letter carriers have are being arrested for because of the mishandling and discard of ballots. I mean, Donald Trump was exactly right. This is all ripe for voter fraud, and welcome to the 21st century America.
Marxists don't want free and fair elections. You can't point to a Marxist country that has one. Marxists have taken over the Democrat Party, and guess who's changing election laws? Marxists.
Exactly.
They're not doing it to benefit Republicans. They're doing it to benefit their power, their own power, the Democrat Party.
And this is what it comes down to. Lindsey Graham pointed it out during the Kavanaugh hearings. And, of course, we've got hearings coming up next week for Amy Coney Barrett. So get ready. The circus will be coming to your town very soon. Megan Barth right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate it.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Mark your calendars for Prime Day, October 13th and 14th, where Prime members worldwide get 48 hours to save big and shop early ahead of the holiday season. Prime Day will include more than 1 million deals globally across categories like TVs, smart home, fashion, furniture, toys, and much more. In addition to helping members save, Amazon is investing more than $100 million to help small businesses increase their sales and reach new customers. Katie Larson, Amazon, says,
"Today through October 12th, Prime members who spend $10 on eligible items sold by small businesses in Amazon's store will earn a $10 credit to use on Prime Day. Amazon is also offering the Spend $10, Get $10 promotions at physical retail locations, including Whole Foods Market, Amazon Fresh, Amazon Go stores, Amazon 4-Star, Amazon Books, and more.
Become a Prime member today and enjoy a 30-day free trial by visiting Amazon.com/Prime Day.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Commission on Presidential Debates announces that the second debate between former Vice President Joe Biden and President Trump will now be virtual. The nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates making the announcement Thursday morning, a week before the next scheduled debate in Miami. President Trump reacts to the news.
No, I'm not going to waste my time on a virtual debate. That's not what debating's all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous. And then they cut you off whenever they want. I have a host who I always thought was a nice guy, but I see he's a never-Trumper. You know, came out that he's a never-Trumper.
President Trump making those comments on Fox Business. President Trump's national security advisor announced on Wednesday that the United States would cut its troops in Afghanistan to 2,500 by early next year. After that announcement was made, President Trump came out and said troops could be home as early as Christmas. USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, and as always, it is an honor and a pleasure to be here serving you, bringing you the truth no matter where it leads. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and Logan Sekulow from the famous Sekulow Brothers. It almost sounds like a ballad of the high-flying Willendas of some sort.
I'm a big fan of those Willendas, so it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Well, in this political era in which we live in, Logan, life is a high-flying act. It is not for the fearful and the faint of heart, by no means, is it?
Absolutely, and that's why, you know, Bill, you invite us here, and we're so excited to announce today. I mean, we've been working on it for the last month, fundraising, supporting, and now producing content that is aimed at really some of the most vulnerable in all of this, which is our kids,
exactly.
Specifically those who are more elementary-aged, and that's why we have this brand-new project that I'm so thrilled to kick off.
Well, we're honored to have you here to talk about it. Logan, of course, with the American Center for Law and Justice.
Yeah.
He is the executive producer of this new creation, and this is called The Bald Beagle.
Yes, Bald Beagle, so with a B,
yes.
And it's a fun thing for a kid to say. Obviously, there's some American connections with the bald eagle. Our mascot is a half eagle, half beagle, and I know it's odd, but it's something fun for a kid to see. It's also very easy to identify our logo, so when parents are searching for our content, you'll know that it's us, and it's coming from a place you trust, which is the work of the ACLJ. Bald Beagle, which announced just about a month ago, will actually be launching, Bill, our first full-length video today, actually, in just a matter of about 2 hours, about around noon Eastern time, and work your way back. We'll be putting up our first video, which is about George Washington, as a great way to kick it off, and it is a fun and dance song aimed for kids, but it's packed with so many little facts and little information, and then we'll be providing extra content on top of that coming up in the next week or so, whether that's blogs or quizzes you can do with your kids or different more information videos. But we wanted to kick it off with something they're going to love and that you're going to get a lot of information from because, you know, George Washington once called kids the future guardians of the liberties of this country, and we've seen sort of an attack on American history over the last year, and we thought that this is really a time, especially when some kids are not even in school, some are doing it virtually or part-time, and then some classes, they're just skipping some of this in history class. We're going to give age-appropriate content that we think will support sort of the core values of America and the core, even the faith values of our supporters.
Well, and some of the things that are happening too, Logan, you've got the ignorance of history, but you also have a rewrite of history, 1619 Project, which has already been scrutinized and said that there's not a whole lot there, but yet, what is it, 3,400 institutions, schools of learning have picked up on this, and this is going to be part of their curriculum, even though the curriculum and the study of the 1619 Project is a bit dubious. Again, in terms of studying that which is counterfeit, you know, when they train people, for example, people at banks, on how to tell the difference between the real thing and a counterfeit, they don't go and study counterfeit. They study the real thing, right? And so what you're doing here with the Bald Beagle is you're presenting, especially for parents, because that's the other thing that we've been citing here, Logan, is that we're so quick to blame teachers and the educational system, lest we forget in the spirit of what was said earlier, is education starts in the home. And so we need, as parents, we need to step up our game here. And what you are empowering families across this country with Bald Beagle is a welcomed addition for something that they can download, have a great conversation. And what we're going to find here, and get ready, I'm sure the parents are going to go, wow, I didn't know that.
Absolutely. I think there's stuff in the first video about George Washington you're going to watch and go, wait a second. And I know plenty of people in our crew, including myself, when we were deep diving with facts and working with some of our professional historians who are helping us along to make sure we have an incredible creative team. But we also have people who are making sure we're checking our facts and we're doing it right. But you're right. We're not only going to be an ancillary product, essentially, for your addition to school. We want this to be a safe place, but also we're doing this completely free. We are going to where kids are. It's going to be available on multi-platforms. The initial platform is on YouTube, and we've already seen all we have on YouTube, which obviously is a cavalcade of information, good and bad.
Right.
But for kids, we want to make sure we were where kids were going to be finding this content. And right now, kids are on YouTube. If you look at the stats, you look at the numbers, it's staggering compared to cable and TV and all the traditional forms of media we all grew up on. Where kids are getting their content is on YouTube. And I know that from myself, from my own kids. And you brought up something like the 1619 Project. And look, there are even institutions that you brought up that are Christian-based institutions or are Catholic-based institutions that are bringing some of that stuff with them. And we have to make sure that there are at least some counterbalance to it. And with Bald Beagle, you know, the initial concept is to produce content that is going to inform, but also is going to really entertain your kids. You're not just going to sit them in front of this and hope they take it in. These are fun, energetic, puppet-based videos that, again, are free. But all we did, Bill, was launch the YouTube channel and put up a little info video of me talking with one of our puppets, and it's just a basic information. And that on YouTube, which is pretty good for one video, has done, I think, 15, 20,000 views, and that's just that. And then on Facebook, if you take it over there, it's done well over 100,000, maybe 200,000 views, and thousands of subscribers already, and we haven't even launched, which shows the thirst for this kind of content. And I'm excited to share it, and I'm passionate about this. I grew up working in media. I also have a passion for kids' content. I've worked with the biggest names. I worked with Nickelodeon. I worked for Nickelodeon. I worked with the Disney Company as recently as earlier this year. I've worked with some of these major brands, and I think we can provide content that is comparable in terms of quality. And I'm very specific about making sure the quality of our product is top notch, but also that this is just a really great place where you're going to be able to watch new videos. And we hope to get in a regular routine. You know, we're raising money and support through the ACLJ. You can go to baldbeagle.com. Though it's a donation to the ACLJ, we can obviously track it and see that it's going to specifically this. And there we'll be able to use the resources to create more and more content for kids. And it's important to us at the ACLJ. It should be important to moms, dads, grandma and grandpa, anyone really who wants this kind of content, to really look at what your kids are getting and also to provide a place where, you know, if we do a video on George Washington, that it's going to be, number one, age appropriate. This is for...
Exactly.
That we're aiming at elementary age students, but, you know, this is, like you said, you're going to learn a lot from this too as an adult. But it is specifically aimed at that, and we are treating it appropriately. We're not making these people out to be mythological heroes. It acknowledges flaws and issues that, but we're also making sure that this is something that a first grader can watch, or a kindergartner, or a second grader. And it's also going to, you know, keep it age appropriate.
Logan, what about any pushback? We know that tech agencies have gotten in the censorship business. I mean, you're talking, you know, these are foundational principles of our country and values that should be put out there. What kind of pushback and scrutiny and censorship are you getting, you know, from Facebook and, you know, Twitter and other, even YouTube? I mean, they've been canceling things that you go, wait, why are you canceling that?
Look, I think you have to, when you approach content, when you know you're going to be releasing content on YouTube, when you know you're going to be releasing content on Facebook, you have to do it with a knowledge and understanding that what you're serving has to be kind of within their realm. Now, we're not going out there and telling things that aren't true. This is all fact-based. It's fun. It's kids' content. We are marked this channel as a kids' channel, which means the advertising is different. The way it's targeted is different. It's not the same as your traditional YouTube. It will be on YouTube, but it's also available on all of YouTube's kids' platforms. Now, that's not to say down the road something could happen. Look, on my own personal channel, I host the Logan Sekulow Reprogram, which is my more conservative talk radio show, and now it's an online video. We do it on YouTube every day. Yesterday was the first time I got kind of slapped by YouTube and said, hey, you know, this doesn't necessarily 100% meet our standards. So we have to, our standards for advertising mainly. And then, of course, then it doesn't get shown. That's where you have to be careful. And though we will be on YouTube, and we'll be on Facebook, and we'll be on these places, mainly YouTube, we are building out our own platform.
Okay, 10 seconds left. Remind everybody how they can be in touch and participate.
Today, new show coming up, baldbeagle.com. Baldbeagle.com, or just go to YouTube, search for Bald Beagle, subscribe. That really helps. And if you want to support financially, do it through baldbeagle.com. We really appreciate it.
This report is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. Living with chronic back pain? You're not alone. Up to 80% of people in the U.S. will experience back pain at some point. But could your back pain be a form of axial spondyloarthritis or AxSpA, an inflammatory arthritis of the spine? It can cause stiffness and reduced mobility. There are approximately 1.7 million people living with AxSpA and related conditions in the U.S. However, because it is underdiagnosed, that number may be higher. Rheumatologist Dr. Hillary Norton has ankylosing spondylitis, or AS, a form of AxSpA.
Inflammatory back pain is chronic, so it never really goes away, even if symptoms come and go. Adding to the complexity, men and women with AS are likely to experience symptoms in the low back, whereas women may present with pain around the neck area and often have more peripheral joint pain. That's why it's important to talk to your doctor and get a correct diagnosis.
Visit monsterpainintheas.com to complete a 3-minute quiz to learn more.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you pro-life but also care about immigration and the economy? Are you concerned about media bias and campaign rhetoric? iVoter Guide has put hundreds of hours of research into our voter guide so you can see what the candidates have done, not just what they say they'll do. Go to iVoterGuide.com today and vote your values now and on November 3rd. That's iVoterGuide.com.
orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Hey, it is time to go to the movie capital of the world. We're talking Hollywood, California, and we've got Steve Evans, the movie guy, up next.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent we are, and just like some movies, and in some cases, Steve-O, I guess Regal is closing down. I think last night was their last projection.
Yeah, a little more than a month after they opened up. Now, Regal is the second largest distributor in the U.S., and wow, they have something like 663 theaters in the U.S. and Britain, and they have shut down until further notice. And it's sad because it's going to affect about 40,000 employees, which is really kind of the sad part here. But it's, I think, an indication that we are going to be an online world here.
I was going to say, what is this going to do? This really opens up the online avenue, and of course, the movie houses of movie houses, the producers and that, and the originators have already been moving in that direction. And with you know, the traditional movie houses and facilities like Regal closing down, I don't know how they recapture that.
Well, I don't either. I mean, it's an interesting situation. I've been trying to look into it and take a look at the math and say, because we aren't seeing the big movies being released online yet. I mean, they've been backing them off to 2021, sometimes even 2022. They did take a title like Mulan and released it on Disney and charged $30 to see it. I mean, all these things, you see, we're kind of at a transition period. And if you can take a movie like the latest James Bond film and release that online and make the money you would have with a theatrical release, then I think the studios are all for it. But they do have that theatrical window, which has been making them money for a long time, building up awareness for a title, all those things, and they don't have that right now.
Right.
And I think they would like to maintain at least that one extra opportunity to make a few bucks.
Well, let me ask you, is $30 too much?
I don't think so. When you take a look at what it costs to go to an actual movie, and when you take a look at a title like Mulan, I'm not sure how it performed, but it's a big movie. It costs a lot of money to make, and I think you have to be able to recoup some of that somehow. And I think $30 is a reasonable price, and they don't have to split that with anybody. I mean, you know, they're pretty, put it out there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, all things concerned, I think, of course, the market will dictate that, because I know there's been other attempts on movies where they've, you know, been up there in price, even $20, and it wasn't like it, it took off. It took off and went crazy. I mean, Disney Plus got, I believe, a great return with Hamilton. And all you had to do was subscribe to Disney Plus, and, you know, it wasn't, I don't know, it was like $6 or something like that to subscribe to Disney Plus. And you got Hamilton. And, you know, I thought that that was a really good value. So I don't know. My gut says $30 is a little rich. Hey, look, this is what we love about the free markets. The people get to vote on that and decide, do they want to spend $30 on Mulan, even though it's at home? And it's not like, you know, Disney's dropping off, you know, a couple of bags of popcorn with it. Give us our $30. That's it. And, you know, invite the entire neighborhood, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, you know, as they say in the Big Lebowski, a lot of moving parts here. There's a lot of things like we're in transition. And I'm not sure how it's going to be. We eventually will be back into the theaters. And the interesting thing is these theaters have opened up, but in a limited fashion, only 25%. People get in there, but people have stayed away because they just don't, you know, feel comfortable going in there with a bunch of people they don't know and spending a couple of hours in a closed environment. So we'll see. I don't know. I mean,
so far we haven't heard of any outbreak of COVID happening at a Regal theater that I'm aware of, or AMC, or any of these movie theaters.
That's right, yeah.
But so they are being careful about it. And also, I also want to believe that America at large is being careful, is that they're not subjecting their fellow citizens to disease, not to mention the fact that if you were to go into a theater, I mean, you can't even go to a grocery store, and if you just have a tickle in your throat and you cough, God forbid, they just want to throw a hazmat outfit on you and drag you outside, you know. So it's interesting right now, the sensitivity, and rightfully so. I mean, this is a dangerous virus, no doubt about it, and we need to up our game. We've been very casual about it. You know, we've been very casual about the flu. You know, people get the flu and they still go to church or they go whatever. That's only the flu. Well, you know, look at the numbers that we got with the flu. But, you know, COVID is upping our game, and I think that's a positive thing.
Well, I think it's something we're all going to have to get together to tackle as one. That would be
amen. I'm with you. I'm with you. We're on the same team. I mean, the war is against this virus, and, you know, we want to be on the American side of this deal to, you know, come against this deal. I mean, setting up factions right now is not in the best interest of all of us because, you know, Steve-O, I want you to stay healthy because I count on you every week, buddy.
I'm healthy so far, and likewise. So let's talk about what is in theaters and is going to be on your widescreen. We have a movie called The War with Grandpa. This is a Robert De Niro film, one of those lighthearted, funny Robert De Niro films that's basically been kicking around since 2008.
Is De Niro still funny?
I think he probably is.
I mean, he's trying, you know, I know he's trying to... I mean, he can be. He can be hysterical. But it's just like, Bob, do yourself a favor, you know, just check it down a little bit. It's okay, you know.
You have a chance to see Bob.
You want me to talk to him?
Eating mode.
Yeah, let's get him on the phone. We'll get a three-way and just, you know, give him some therapy if he thinks he can listen to us.
This wasn't reviewed for the critics, oddly enough, but this, the war...
The critics were afraid to review it, I think. Just saying.
Except that he has to share a room he loves with his grandfather being Robert De Niro. Peter, the grandson, decides to declare war in an attempt to get it back. Not exactly a heavy plot here. Mm. Robert De Niro, Uma Thurman, Christopher Walken is in this. And like I say, it's been around for a while. I mean, this was supposed... You're going to have a chance to see a younger De Niro.
Well, this is going to be hysterical. Can you imagine the setup here? Here you got this young kid, and you got Grandpa, and it's a war over the room. This, I imagine the creativity to get each of them out is going to be hysterical.
It could be. It has that potential. Not reviewed for the critics, The War with Grandpa out there this weekend. And then a movie which, you know, speaking of crazy films and crazy situations, we have A Rainy Day in New York. This is the Woody Allen film that Amazon pulled during all the Woody Allen controversy. He was able to get it back, release it overseas. Finally, it's making its way to theaters and online. It's on Vudu, it's on Fandango, and I think it probably will be showing up on the pay-per-view platforms with Direct and Spectrum and such. A Rainy Day in New York, not getting great reviews, 45% recommending. But this, you know, harkens back to those terrific Woody Allen films like Manhattan and Annie Hall. And
I was going to say, is this a wet version of Annie Hall?
What kind of? It's a rainy. Here's what: a young couple played by Timothy Chalamet and Elle Fanning. They arrive in New York for a weekend where they are met with bad weather and a series of adventures. Like Woody Allen, and I'm a big fan of Woody Allen films. Not necessarily of Woody Allen anymore, but I love those old films. And this is kind of like that. You can get a chance to see it for yourself this weekend, being released on pay-per-view.
Can you imagine all that's going on with New York, Steve-O? We're going to have to rely on movies from Woody Allen and others that show us what New York was like, right?
Yeah, that's true.
It's really sad, you know, you think about it. You know, we were saying the other day that maybe Broadway is going to come down to Florida. Everybody else from New York seems to be coming this way. So.
Well, you know, pre-COVID, the pre-COVID world.
And, yeah, here we are.
Kind of what people are nostalgic for these days. Here's an interesting film. It is called The Doorman, and it's an interesting film because it's an action, high action film. You got Ruby Rose and Jean Reno. Not reviewed, but I saw the trailer this morning. Heavy action, great soundtrack, and Ruby Rose comes across as a potential heavyweight action hero here. A woman returns from combat and befriends a family in New York. This is a gang of thieves trying to take, they're plotting to take that family's valuables, and she is the only thing that stands between them and their lives. Not once again, not exactly something that hasn't been done several times before, but the cast makes it an interesting thing to check out. Anyway, it's called The Doorman. Check out the trailer. You might want to look at that.
Well, it'll inspire. It inspires all these women. You know, this women's movement that's happening right now. You know, of course, we lost Ellen Reddy last week, and you know, of I Am Woman fame. And you know, and when you look at all these riots in the streets, Steve-O, you notice the women. How many women are in the face of police officers? And I mean, they're really upset. I mean, they're more upset than when they burn their brownies at home, you know, and it is like crazy, you know.
Okay.
I'm just saying, that's right. You don't have to comment on it. It's just me being me.
I don't want to quote you on that one.
No, don't. You don't have to quote me, and you don't even have to, don't even comment. Just let it go.
Well,
just say,
it's
Martinez being Martinez. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I saw The Glorias last weekend. We talked about that. That's the one, Gloria Steinem.
Yes, exactly.
Terrific film. And it's about the women's movement, which took place in the 60s, as we know, and Gloria Steinem being this iconic leader of the women's liberation movement. And it really, it's great because they have four people playing her in various parts of her life, with Julianne Moore playing the iconic version, Alicia Vikander also playing a stage of Gloria's life. But it does take you through the timeline, what things were like in yesteryear, and how far we have come as far as this whole thing is concerned. So you might want to check out The Glorias. Great reviews, and I would give it a thumbs up. Before, I got to talk about this one. This is a crazy documentary that won the Special Jury Award up at Sundance. It's called Dick Johnson is Dead. It's on Netflix, 100% recommending. This is about a filmmaker and her elderly father staging his death in various ways to help them face his inevitable demise. It's done with great humor. It's quite poignant. You might want to check that one out on Netflix this weekend.
I mean, have you ever had a desire, you know, to kind of check out? I mean, because you got, remember Sammy Davis Jr.? Yeah, I mean, well, not even so much that. It's just like even Sammy Davis Jr. Remember, Stop the World, I want to get off. I have a lot more of those moments where I want to get off.
Well, you know, escape is as near as your widescreen.
Yes, exactly. And Dick Johnson is dead. The secret is out. Now we all know. Check it out. He's the movie guy, Steve Evans, who puts up with me. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it, buddy. Take care.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.